The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Whoop whoop.
It's August 7th, 2022. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm a graduate of a University of Hard Knocks with a degree in results, and I don't want no snickering in the background there. All right. Brought to you by MountaintopMedia.com and Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. You got to say that. Excavating. It's not like Disneyland or something, you know, but.
Okay.
Licensed and bonded. He can go to 530-605-9575. I saw Marty McGill at the farmer's market yesterday, you know, and he recognized my name because I
know
who he
isn't
was.
That something? It's like when I was walking through,
voice,
he's like, I know you.
Yeah, I did.
It's like,
yeah.
Wow, I know who you are. It's like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well,
but
it was
great.
It was my voice because I happened to be saying, I said something on the way by and he goes, oh, you're Mark Kent. And so he recognized my voice.
Yep.
And he says, well, I have no idea who you are. And he says, I'm Marty McGill. Oh yeah, that's the one my sister talked to last week. So anyway,
he's a great guy, but yeah, they did the same thing to me.
Yeah, go down there and check out what he's got going. He's got,
those power greens?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, those things are really good.
Yeah.
I put them on my sandwich. And you wouldn't think they would be so tasty because they look like little weeds, you know.
I haven't tried mine yet. I bought some radish greens.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, we'll have to try. I'll try them today. But
so thank you, Marty, for giving me, you know, the greens. I really enjoy it.
So do you feel more powerful?
I do.
Oh.
Watch out.
I wanted to
There's move. Different types of power.
I basically want to do my Klaus Schwab impression. Because I feel powerful. Okay, we've got Liam in there doing a great job as our producer.
Little monkeys.
And I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy talking and never stops
I think you got that wrong.
Oh, no. Maybe he never stops talking, and the immovable object, and unstoppable force of nature, slavery, stuff. Heard more BS than shoveled BS at the BOS meeting.
That's right. Good morning, everybody.
And the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed download, 10th grade black belt and ramp, Cyber Dave Johnson!
Hello.
Hello. That was pretty good.
Oh, Chantilly Lates.
No. And Burnfoot.
It's the Big Bopper. Yeah, there you go. That goes back into the archives.
They probably don't even know who we're talking about.
The Big Bopper. Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, see?
The closest I come to it is the Kool-Aid Man.
The Big Bopper.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Big Bopper sang Chantilly Lace, died in the plane crash with Richie Valens and Buddy Holly.
Okay, I know Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
He knows one name out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the reason that's funny is because when he starts that song, Chantilly Lace, he goes, hello there.
You know what I like.
Exactly, you know what I like.
All right. It's going back.
We're dating ourselves. Anyway.
Yeah.
No, well, we're not really dating ourselves.
You may be dating
yourself.
Is that
a happy ending?
She's my sister.
Feelings.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh. Those are all dried up. Anyway, so If you'd like to support us, you can send us money, always. You can send it to the address out at our office.
Yeah, which is 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003.
Make out the checks to Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now, 501c3. All donations are tax deductible. Please write media in the reference line, and there you
go. And if you want to shorten it, put pecan.
Shout out to Bob Martin. Hope you're getting better. If you're listening,
I haven't talked to Bob for a long time.
I talked to him a week or so ago. He's there. He's struggling, but he's going to make it. Now.
Now we have a couple of announcements before we go on.
You can go to the chat room if you want.
Whatever. We're not even going to, you know.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the chat room.
Okay. So which one should we do first?
Unless we start Pisano talking about days? Napa State Hospital.
Pisano days are coming. Friday, September 16th, and Saturday, September 17th at South City Park here in Redding.
All right.
So remember, that's where they have all the good Italian food, bocce ball, lots of food. They'll have a huge raffle, grand prize of $500. So, mark your calendar for that.
Do you got the Texas Hold'em tournament up?
No.
Yeah, we got a Texas Hold'em tournament, and that's on August 7th. I guess that would be today. And the doors open at 2 o'clock at the Red Lion on Hilltop, and that is to register to vote and to help with Kevin Cry's campaign.
All right. And then on August 11th, this Thursday, we have a fundraiser dinner for Chris Kellstrom. Yeah.
You remember Big Chris, the tall guy.
Yeah. Head and shoulders above the rest.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but we will be at the Gaia Hotel.
I think it's pronounced the Gaia.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This year, which is going to be sweet this time because we have air conditioning, not swamp cooler.
Well, it's going to it's balmy out there. It's going to be 99. We're in the 90s in August all week.
I know, which is kind of nice.
It's like you got these wimps that come from down south like the Bay Area, and they're like, wow, it's hot out here. I says, wow, we're not even at 105 yet.
No, you should have been here like a week or so ago when it was 115.
I don't even feel uncomfortable till about 110, I think.
Oh,
this
not
past
me.
Monday was just weird with that little bit of drizzle of rain, but it's like still 85, 90 out, humid. Like, welcome to the bayou.
Perfect. I was born on a bayou.
You know what happens there? People disappear.
He gone.
I'm just saying. So anyway, we have this dinner. There's going to be a lot of raffle prizes, guns, you know, all the good stuff. So it's this Thursday. Doors open at 4 and dinner's at 6. A table of 8 for $400, and that includes $200 in raffle tickets. So come show your support. It'll be a lot of fun. So again, that is Thursday, August 11th.
Speaking of the McKinney Fire, because we talked about the weather, which in relationship to the weather, the thunderstorms and the balmy weather that we were having.
I guess they got more lightning fires going up there.
It's expanded out. The spot fires. And that steep ground, it's tough to get in to put those spot fires out. I'm pretty familiar with that area. I've hunted it on several occasions, and that's kind of like my old stomping grounds up there on the river, you know, having been raised in Happy Camp to a big degree in-laws all along the river there. Fortunately, Linda's sister's house was saved. It's down there at the RV park, where that's at.
It's across up on the hill.
Yeah, and I guess the guy that owns the place, Fisher, did a fire line around the whole thing. I think he owns a cat. That's Fisher Logging, I believe. Anyway, I don't know if they're going to let them back in there yet, but she's been out. She hasn't been home for like weeks. However long it's been.
Yeah, and I saw that there was more fires from lightning, you know, between Syed and Happy Camp. They had what they're calling the Yeti Fire.
Yeah.
And it's expanding out. Which,
you got the Yeti Fire, the Shackelford Fire, the Alex
crazy.
Fire. Yeah, it's if it keeps going, it's going to be, you know, Dixie Fire 2.0 here.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago it all burnt up Indian Creek. What was that, a couple years ago?
That wasn't that long ago, two or three years ago. Yeah, I had friends that got burnt out. So, you know, it's not good, but, hopefully the weather will stay cool. This, air convection oven type of an atmosphere, is good, you know, keeping the temperatures down and the wind down will help, help them fight.
The wind's a big thing, so.
And then, speaking of that, always us lightning and, how come it's never anybody that's arsoned? You know, like it's like the Dixie Fire. They said they caught three or four guys on arson, and then it all turned out to be PG&E, and those guys just, even though they were out there.
I don't know. They haven't said on this fire, I haven't heard anyway, exactly why it started.
Well, I heard that it's lightning.
I heard the other ones were, but not McKinney. I don't know. Right. Well, so we'll see again. But thank God, you know, on the other side in Fort Jones area, I think they have those fires kind of contained. Thank goodness on that.
Well, let's see what we're going to start with here. I had a couple of things pulled up, and see if I can find them. Here we go. So I want to start out with Sunday Morning Futures. This is Maria Bartiromo. Bartiromo, I guess it's pronounced. And they're talking about the border problem. And I'll tell you what, if you're not, I don't care what side of the aisle on, if you don't realize that this open border policy from this administration is not good, then you don't understand what's going on. Because, I heard it at the Board of Supervisors meeting a couple weeks ago. Oh yeah, we gotta stop the fentanyl. Why don't we close the border where it's coming from? It's all coming over the border, and now you've got the Mexican cartels. So I want to listen to this because I think this guy's pretty spot on who's talking about it. And I can't think of his name, but they'll announce it when I play it. So are we ready to go in there, Lim? All right, here we go. This is Sunday Morning Futures.
Adams, the mayor of New York, the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser here. What was the response?
Silence. Listen, they don't want to be exposed.
This is Governor Abbott. This is not the person
they wanted to complain
about
what they're having to grapple with. But I wanted them to come to the border and see for themselves the magnitude of the problem that we're having at the border. We've sent more than 6,000 people by bus to Washington, D.C. We have that many people coming across the Del Rio sector every single day.
Every day.
And they need to see firsthand what we're having to deal with.
Now, I'm going to stop there before she gets to the guest just because, did anybody see this pathetic person who's the spokesman for the White House talk about this week?
She
is pathetic. It's like, we don't want to have those Republicans politicizing everything. Are you freaking kidding me? These people have their heads so far up their keister that, she's got to be the worst.
Yeah.
White House spokesman in the history of the world, because everything she says is complete BS.
Isn't she the one that said that the Republicans are, you know, using it and trafficking the people?
Of course.
Yeah, the illegals were trafficking.
Of course, the Biden administration didn't open up the borders and kill all of Trump's policies because it wasn't politics, right? I mean, these people on both sides of the aisle make me sick sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say, if you go to the Epoch Times, too, they have a huge article with Border Patrol down there showing how bad it really is.
Well, this guy talks about it, so let's continue. Here we go.
And that was Governor Greg Abbott with me at the southern border this week during the Broken Border Crisis Live Summit that I hosted last week on Fox Nation. It is streaming right now. We were on the front lines in McAllen, Texas. The governor invited Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, and Mayor Muriel Bowser of D.C. to the border after they blamed him for the surge of illegal migrants in their cities, which they say is taking a toll on social services. Stephen Miller is the founder of America First Legal and architect. He was the architect of President Trump's immigration policy. And, Stephen, it is good to see you. Thanks very much for being here this morning.
Thank you. Great to be here.
A lot going on, Stephen. First, the border, which you have been raising the alarms on now for years. You have studied this for decades. Tell us how you see things today.
We are in the midst of the greatest national security crisis and greatest humanitarian crisis that we have ever seen. There is a border that is completely controlled by foreign criminal cartels. Any weapons they want in, any drugs they want in, any gang members they want in, they're bringing them in. There is sex trafficking on a scale this world has never seen. Modern-day slavery, labor trafficking. The Biden administration's decision to terminate President Trump's hugely successful border controls is a crime against humanity. And my plea to every single member of Congress on the Republican side of the aisle is raise holy hell about what's happening on our border. This administration deserves to lose not only a record number of seats in the House and the Senate over this border crisis, but the eternal shame of history for what they have done has no precedent. It is an abomination.
Well, we are looking at pictures. When I went to the crimes lab this week, they had all of these pills and guns that they showed me that were seized at the border. 600-800 pound blocks of marijuana that was tied up in plastic so people could put it on their back and travel through the Rio Grande. There were amendments that were raised this morning by GOP senators to try to get amendments in this climate change and tax increase bill that they are voting on right now. But Bob Menendez said no more amendments. So they're not putting any border-related amendments in this bill, it does not appear.
Now, what has happened on the Senate floor in the last 24 hours is truly one of the darkest days in the history of the Senate. Modern-day slavery is playing out on our border. The drugs that are coming through are laying waste to our cities and towns. Parents are weeping over the bodies of their children. And Senate Republicans are trying to offer a handful of modest, common-sense amendments to end the death and destruction. And Mark Kelly and the rest of the Senate Democrats, Senator Hassan, and they're voting them down? Have they no conscience? Have they no soul? People are suffering. This is misery and anguish on a scale we have never seen before. And I hope every candidate running for office will bring this up every day on the campaign trail.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're looking at the guns right now that were seized. And you're right, it is the criminal cartels that are running the border and the entry into America. And they're charging upwards of $30,000 a head, $40,000 if you come from China, $3,000 to $4,000 to $5,000 a head if you're from the Northern Triangle. And we know that 100,000 Americans have died of fentanyl poisoning so far in the last year.
Yes, and we are only beginning to see the fallout from this because, see, over the last 18 months, the cartels have brought in their operatives. They've reseated and replenished MS-13 that President Trump tore apart. They have put in place their distribution networks for fentanyl in every single city. So their whole operation is now enmeshed in all of our large cities, all of our major points of commerce, all throughout the country. So the tail on this tragedy is going to be colossal. We've only begun to see the destruction and the misery that has been wrought by this administration's decision to tear down and demolish and rip out every single border control that President Trump put into place.
Well, that's pretty incredible. I want to get your take on why the Republicans are not doing better in the polls, given there's a fire to put out everywhere you turn. We'll take a break. After this, Biden may have the lowest poll numbers of any president in history. But you say that that does not guarantee a red wave in November, with some generic congressional ballots showing Democrats actually ahead of the GOP, despite all that you are saying. Your advice to Republicans when we come right back. Stay with us.
Yeah. So here's what the Cambridge Dictionary says about treason. The crime of showing no loyalty to your country, especially by helping its enemies or trying to defeat its own government or its government. So if our government is based on the Constitution and the guys that are governing are no longer following the Constitution and they're helping the enemies of the country, I don't know, China, Mexico, the drug cartels, then what is treason? You know, is it treason simply that you have to do everything the government in power is telling you to? Or is it that in our country, everybody's held to the same standard of following the law and the law is equally equal application amongst everybody. Oh, and loyalty to the structure of the Constitution and the people, we the people that are actually there as the, not only the sovereign people that are supposed to be in control of everything, but, you know, loyalty to the country, not the government. It's loyalty to the country, to the population, to the people, to what's the best for them, not the government. And people get that really confused. They think that, oh, if you don't do everything the government tells you, you're a traitor. No, the real deal is you're a treasonous ass if you think that doing everything the government says is being loyal to and not being a traitor. So, I mean, it's
let's do what the government says.
Just do as they say, so, because it's for your own good. You
know? They probably changed the definition.
Well, they kind of have a little
bit. You know, yeah. Like with everything else, I think they're kind of changing the definition in front of our eyes.
If they get rid of our borders and they let a bunch of Chinese people in and a bunch of guys carrying arms and fentanyl and
illegal aliens, no matter where they're from,
Afghanistan terrorists, that's because they're doing it for the good of everybody, right? And they're not traitors. They're good leaders.
They feel good in doing
it's
that.
It's the doublespeak BS. Yeah. You know, some of these people are so wound up in their own heads with reality as opposed to what they're being spoon-fed, the doublethink, you know, mind wash, if you will, from the media. I mean, all you have to do to get stupid is watch CNN for about a week or two, and then you won't know up from down.
Watch any of the lamestream media. I mean, really,
I agree.
It's all just a bunch of hogwash and lies.
Well, I think between CNN and MSNBC, they're probably the tip of the spear is all I'm saying. Because, and by the way, their ratings are so low now that, you know, on CNN, they're down to like 600,000 viewers or something. They're going to go a belly up with their business plan here. You know, I mean, and that's what should be happening because these guys are spewing such crap.
But
well,
back to
go ahead. Have you seen this? Just this last week, the United Nations started to go full on war, all out on conspiracy theories and the rest of it, and talking about information toolkits that you can use to pre-bunk or debunk any factual information that they disagree with, citing, and I quote, that there is no reason why you should believe any people that are in the high end of the governments are out to take control or do anything else, that they are completely transparent and trustworthy.
I think we should. I think we should all go to Wikipedia to get our information.
Oh yeah, that's
because that's really true. All you have to do is look up recession, and they'll tell you exactly what recession is. Except they won't.
Well, again, yeah, they've changed the definition.
Well, no, but what's funny about that is they've changed the definition on recession on Wikipedia like 41 times in the last 2 weeks.
but you know, back to that is you got people that are running for office. I heard one the other day here in California. You know, we need to change the definitions of the Constitution and its meaning. You know, it's like, wow, there really are these type of people that walk and breathe out there?
Yeah, they are.
That's scary, you know, and for anybody to listen to that and take that as truth, we've got issues.
For me, it really comes down to where are these people's loyalties? And, for instance, do we have a border or we don't have a border? A nation without a borders isn't a nation. And every other country has borders. Canada's border.
They want to go to the global thing. We all want to lock hands and we can all work together towards a beautiful society. Except what they don't get is that if you have people that are coming over the border from communist regimes and totalitarian regimes that are just trying to escape persecution or even escape that government, they don't even understand what a free society is. They think coming to America, the land of milk and honey, means that the government gives you everything and everything's going to be great, but whatever the government giveth, the government can take it away, and that's where we're at, whether you're working for the government, whether you're on the government payroll, Social Security. See, that the whole idea is the more dependent that you're on government, the less dependent you are on yourself, then what happens is you tend to side with the government's position a lot more because your livelihood starts to depend on it.
Yeah, you like to eat.
You like to eat.
Well, and live.
Like you look at the amount of people that are working for the government who are in my age group. That's the vast majority of jobs that are there. Why is the government one of the largest employers in all of the nation, and you have all of these people that are working with them? Whatever happened to a small government? Whatever happened to a government was only there to protect the rights that you had within the Constitution. Because it seems like we're way past that right now. Mm-hmm. We're seeing the repercussions for it. But looking at this situation with our border and looking at the situation for me, there was this this story that came out recently on the Federalist. And this is what I mean by let's have a look at who is actually having their interests at heart. So in this report shows that the Biden administration is run by former registered foreign agents in this report. And this is dated as of August 5th, two days ago.
They didn't get any payoffs from, oh, I don't know, like Ukraine or any payoffs from China or any payoffs. They're not compromised. They don't have anything like, I don't know, some sex tapes maybe on them or who knows what on the administration that they're going to release if they don't do their bidding. Or maybe they're just, you know, being bought off and they're evil, corrupt, you know, complete ass. I better watch it. And,
well, this is what I mean. So this was titled Foreign Agents Lurking Inside Biden's Basement. The group's new report outlines the network of at least 13 officials under President Joe Biden who were once paid to represent foreign interests and registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Their prior clients range from Iran and Kazakhstan to Canada and Mexico. Whose interests are they serving?
Well, and if your interests are helping our government overthrow our government, who's the traitor? And, you know, and when the Chinese come in and they, you know, do a Tiananmen Square on us or line up everybody and shoot them in the ditch like they've done in the past, who's the traitor? Is it the guy that let them in or is it the guy that was trying to keep them out?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
Well, and that gets back to the Hunter Biden laptop from good old Joe himself. And that gets back to the business dealings both in Ukraine, where he clearly has on record and on video a quid pro quo, which they ended up impeaching President Trump for, even though he didn't do it. But we have Joe Biden on video admitting that he did it.
Well, you know, Bidenstein's been, you know, compromised. There's no question in anybody's mind who's done a thorough search of the evidence. I mean, it's just really right there. I mean, they're in bed with the Chinese. They're in bed with the Ukrainians on that whole deal. Arms deal, you know, he just got back from Saudi Arabia. Oh, and we'll never do an arms deal with Saudi Arabia. We're going to hold them accountable.
And
they just did an arms deal with Saudi Arabia, who they, you know, said was kind of responsible and funded some of the terrorists that attacked the 9/11. But we killed some guy named Zabu Aparari, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head, who was supposed to be a mastermind of everything, only there's reports that he died of, disease, or what was it, diabetes, like 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, and so did you also see the images of the quote-unquote missile where there's just broken glass? There's no fire, there's no flame in the actual pictures. A lot of this stuff just doesn't add up.
Yeah. All right.
All right. With that, I guess we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Back.
I'm jamming. Just rolling.
There you go. And this, we get the January 6th thing brought up in the chat room. Now, you know, if you sit there and listen to a bunch of Democratic communists about what happened, but they never talk about the people that actually got killed, like were shot by the security guard, and, you know, one guy had a heart attack on the other side, had nothing to do with them. You're reading the wrong paper. It's not true. Go find out and maybe look at both sides of the argument before you make your decision.
Try the Epoch Times.
Yeah, try something else. Okay, so, they've been on the January 6th, distraction.
Oh, they don't,
since.
Yeah.
That's like
it
unbelievable.
It just doesn't stop with them. That is the big news thing. January 6th.
January
6th!
Yeah, the insurrection that
Trump
didn't occur because, but all those guys that were burning buildings across the country, and Seattle and Portland and every place else, that was an insurrection where they were destroying federal buildings and not one gun showed up at the insurrection down at the Capitol because, nobody was armed. But that doesn't matter, even though across the board, all these other cities and towns were completely destroyed.
Yeah,
that wasn't an insurrection though. That was people protesting because of racism. It's just that people are crazy.
Well, they're doing that and keeping people busy so they don't see the real issues.
Well,
again,
crazy.
Back to the border. Look at all the crap that's going on at our southern border.
Let's talk about a protest at the Capitol that they
didn't
let,
happen.
That didn't
like
happen.
It, like
oh, that happened.
Said.
The protest, but they let them in. They let them in. They didn't do the security.
Why isn't Ray Epps in prison?
There you go. Why is there were so many FBI agents out there that nobody got prosecuted? Why is that?
Out of the people that were there, you had one person who was physically calling for violence and for people to go into the Capitol.
Ray Epps.
He was doing it the day of and the day before. And yet, whenever his name comes up, they can't confirm under testimony whether or not he was working with the FBI. Which, that's a telltale sign.
Well,
and they also have no
effort to go after this.
Well, here's a news flash too. That's a court proceeding. No, that's not a court proceeding. That's a kangaroo court, because when you have a court proceeding, the other side gets to produce evidence that shows what their side of the story is, not a one-way,
supposed to, anyway. You know,
yeah. So we won't let any of the other side on the panel. We won't let them talk. We won't let them introduce any evidence. Nobody can talk about Ray Epps and anything else that doesn't, bolster the narrative that, that they're trying to present, because what they really want to do is not have Trump run again. And this is all a big political bunch of theater and kabuki.
Well, and let's talk about court proceedings, because right now there's only been a very few handful of these people that have even had a court proceeding. They've been held under the Patriot Act. They have not been able to.
Yeah, what happened to the right to a speedy trial?
What happened to due process?
What happened to being held without bail and the right to go before a judge to find?
Exactly. And we're 2 years into this.
Yeah,
we're 2 years into this, and you have people that have not had a trial.
Right.
But you have media that turns around and says everybody and their brother is a terrorist.
Everybody's guilty but us!
Why, of course, that's the way that works, right?
So, okay. That might be a good segue into this Project Veritas thing.
I kind of want to play JP here.
Okay, play JP.
Well, are we going to recession or?
Well, this is about, what is a recession? Okay, this is a little back and forth between JP and himself. Okay, here we go. Are we ready in there, Liam? Can't see. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I'm someone who values money. I know it's not everything, but it's needed to buy food to feed my family, pay our mortgage so we have a place to live, and to buy ammo to protect my family. And in these troubling economic times, the amount of money and the value of money itself seems to be going down the drain. Many would say we're in a recession based on the simple fact that we're in a recession. But other people are saying we're not in a recession. Even the reliable arbiter of facts, Wikipedia, has made 41 edits to what a recession is. They're controlled from the top down, so maybe they know something I don't, because I'm just a common person. This makes me question, am I right about the recession, or am I wrong? As a man concerned about his family, this worries me. To find out the truth about what a recession is, I decided I need to go find the answer from the top intellectuals that run society.
What is a recession?
To start here, I'm wondering, can you tell me what a recession is? Why do you ask that question? Well, as an economics professor, I thought you could define for me what a recession is. That's interesting. What do you think a recession is? That's the question I just asked you. This is what you do. Well, for me, it's a very simple answer, really, and that's whenever someone identifies as being in a recession. But what are they identifying as? A recession. So what is that? A recession. So you're saying the definition of a recession is a recession? Yeah. That's a circular definition, which isn't actually a definition. You're just saying the thing is the thing. I'm seeking what the definition of a recession actually is, because I'm trying to get to the truth. Yeah, I'm really uncomfortable with that kind of language. That word is very triggering for me. What word? Truth. Why is truth triggering for you? It makes me feel very unsafe. Why would me seeking the truth about recessions make you feel unsafe? This is just making me feel too unsafe. This interview is over. I'm wondering if you could tell me, what is a recession? That's a great question. That's a great question. And a question like that is the beginning of many people's recession journeys. A recession is just simply when you feel like you're in a recession. And how do I know if I'm in a recession? I don't know, because I'm clearly not in a recession. But do you feel like you're in a recession? Well, I don't have much money in the bank. When I hear the word poverty, I get goosebumps. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I rob convenience stores at gunpoint because I have no other way to feed my family.
Mm-hmm. And does that make you feel like you're in a recession?
Kinda.
Then you're in a recession, and you should be proud of that.
Do you know what money is?
No, I don't think anyone can really define what money actually is, and certainly not with a definition.
This is money right here. And can you at least tell me, is this money money?
I don't know.
I've been traveling around the world trying to find some answers, so I'm wondering if you can tell me, what is a recession?
I mean, that just shows you, and now that's a parody, obviously, but that's how stupid this is. You can't even, I mean, did you listen to what's her name in the White House? I can't even think of her name, the stupid idiot with the Raggedy Ann haircut.
My favorite part about the whole thing was, she was asked, why are you guys bragging about the gas prices going down? She goes, because they went down.
Oh, yeah. Every little bit helps everybody. It's for the American people. I guess the fact that you shut down all the refineries, you stopped all the drilling, you sold our oil to the Chinese, you're dipping into the strategic, and it goes down by 20 cents, and all of a sudden you're the good guys after you've driven it up, to $4 plus?
Its average last I checked was about $4.11 a gallon, whereas the average just a little over 2 years ago was under two.
These people make no sense. It's just like talking to a Kalahari Bushman, you know. It makes zero sense. You can't tell what they're saying. They don't want you to understand. They
don't know what they're saying. That thing.
Reality is whatever we tell you it is. That's all this is. Reality is whatever we tell you it is.
And it changes.
Well, because it changes with the political stance.
Whatever, yeah. And her name is Corinne Jean Pierre.
There you go.
Corinne. I guess. And with that, I do believe
that. KGP.
CCP?
I guess it's KJP.
Yeah, KJP.
KJP. That's what we'll call her from now on. The KJP said.
KP.
We might as well just start saying the CCP said.
Yeah.
For well, the KJP works for the CCP because she's a VIP of the, and she's.
And she's a CIA. And that's the CPA.
On, that's on the QT.
Yeah. CYA. And with that, we got a caller on the line. We've got Lori. Good morning, Lori.
With that, thank you for bringing up this whole issue on the January Sixers, they're called. This whole documentary that's been released here, I was stunned at how much footage they were able to fill in because it's been so blocked and censored.
Mm-hmm.
So for the listeners not familiar, it's called The Real Story of January 6th. It's by Epoch, which is EPOCHTV.live. It's about an hour and 42 minutes. Mm-hmm. I watched it over the weekend and took a lot of notes. And, yeah, we heard about some suicides. What was it, four people? Do we really think they all just suicided, or were they people that knew a lot? And you know how people can magically disappear and all the rest that they do.
That had to be suicide. Don't you know that?
Well, they were so stressed out that they just all just committed suicide over that. Of course.
Yeah.
Sure, I believe it. Mm-hmm. No questions asked by me. I'm being so sarcastic. But, yeah, the four people that died that day, I think most people are very familiar with Ashley Babbitt, obviously a straight-out murder, and then these other two individuals that it could have been these concussion bomb, Molotov cocktails, all these things that they were throwing like live grenades at people from high up to down, which is, you know, how to give people a heart attack or head damage, or all you have to have is a little pre-existing condition. I suggest this film highly. I watched it, as I mentioned, and this Lieutenant Michael Byrd, the one that actually fired upon Ashley, the other agent did not. He's firing into people that he doesn't have a safe background, or backdrop, whatever you want to call it. No first aid was rendered. He did not, you have to do a discharge report. No thorough investigation. He didn't turn in his badge, his ID, gun. He wasn't on internal affairs. All these things that normally happen with forensics or photographs and all the rest, absolutely nothing happened. So, yes, he has a duty to answer. And, again, just like all these people, this two-tier law thing where these people are excused and pardoned and nothing happened here, move along. And then the rest of the people, as you well mentioned, they've been rotting away, and they still don't even know what their charges are.
Right.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this Roseanne Borland, I did not know about her, with in the tunnel where the gas pulls out most of the oxygen. These people are, like, suffocating, and they're being trampled. And they haul her out like she's a deer meat. My God, I had no clue.
The other thing about that that I find very interesting is of January 6th, we see the same clips reiterated over and over again over these last few years. What about the 14,000 hours that the FBI has that they only allow us to see these small little snippets? Because you have people who are there, and I've seen some of the videos talking about how they weren't doing anything at all, yet you also had the Capitol Police that were throwing flashbangs into crowds and provoking these crowds.
Oh, yeah, and we've got a little bit of that where we saw people being entered, so this is that catch-22, like, oh, yeah, come on in, and then 2 minutes later they're going to crack your head with a baton and do everything they can to make it your last day on the planet, more or less. And so it's just this absolute insanity. The little friend in the...
chat room. Yeah, they're busy this morning.
It's the same one or two people. Get a life. Anyways, contribute or go away, but they can't because they're obsessed with all of us. So anyway, I'm really upset with this Lieutenant Michael Byrd more than ever after watching this. And just the real stories and how Nancy Pelosi and all the rest, Schumer, they're like, oh, no, we don't need any help. We don't need National Guard. We don't need blah, blah, blah. And the day it started to unfold, unravel, and go, you know, sideways, they're starting to complain and biatch about, where's the tanks? Where's everything else? It's like, are you insane? Completely insane? Yes, apparently. So I tell you what, folks, my recommendation is absolutely catch up on this. I mean, I don't watch this every single day, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I try to track it, but I tell you what, this filled in so much information. I'm glad you guys are up on that and sharing it in today's broadcast. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it, Laurie.
Let's segue right into Project Veritas. How's that sound?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll cue this up. So Project Veritas this last week, it was actually just a couple of days ago, ended up coming across this Federal Bureau of Domestic Terrorism Symbols Guide for release to FBI internal use only, unclassified / law enforcement sensitive.
Now, I saw that, and you know something? What's funny is that, like, the Betsy Ross flag was on there.
That's some of the things we're going to go through. So you have the ANCAP flag, which is the black and yellow flag. You have
the Gadsden flag,
Punisher flag. You have the warrior culture, military themes, historical and contemporary, Spartans, Valhalla. Anything 2A. So they just have 2A listed here. Said justify their the existence of the Second Amendment due to the phrase a well-regulated militia as well as right to bear arms. So that is considered domestic terrorism. You also have Mo and Ob. You have the black flag. You have electrical resistance symbol.
Electrical resistance? What the heck is that?
It literally is just a regulator. It's a way to identify as a resistor.
You know, like wave things.
And so you
have Antifa, BLM, Marxism.
You have the Gadsden flag. You have the Liberty Tree. You have the Revolutionary War imagery. An example, a militiaman and a minuteman in the Revolutionary War. That's considered domestic terrorism material. You have the Betsy Ross flag.
That's the one that struck me because there was pictures of him at the presidential inauguration with the Betsy Ross flag hanging from the buildings behind the Bidenstein getting sworn into office. It's like, okay, now does that mean he's a terrorist?
So
no,
also,
that was before they changed it to this.
Groups that
reality is what I tell you. Yeah. Shut up.
Groups that they call out specifically by name: 3%ers, the American Contingency, Oath Keepers, and the Lightfoot Militia. all of these places, and then they say significant events may reference Ruby Ridge and Waco.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess Che Guevara's he's okay. Karl Marx is okay. The hammer and the sickle, good. Antifa, no problem. Do you see a theme here? Let's see. Anybody who's for the Constitution, America, and freedom is on the crap list, but anybody who's for a Marxist takeover is given a free pass. Okay, so let's Cruz, or you were...
One more point on this. So American Contingency, you can look on Field Guide Survival's channel on YouTube. The guy who started that started it so people would be aware and people would be able to be prepared. And he's got grandmas, he's got people like that who are all throughout the group. And he goes on for 15 minutes to talk about the group and how people in the group are asking, like, hey, why are we being designated as a terrorist? Did we do anything? There has never been a single violent act on anything from these people, and yet they're on this list. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and play this.
Okay. Oh. And we're almost top. We've got 5 minutes. Let's go ahead and see what we've got.
Yesterday, it was reported that Project Veritas had obtained a copy of an FBI training material.
Now he's interviewing Christopher,
which listed various symbols and themes, which in the FBI's estimation were indicative of, quote, militia violent extremism. Now the
oops, hold on a second.
Let me go back. Symbols weren't things like the Ku Klux Klan or the Nazi Party, which naturally would be symbols of that. But instead they included, rather astonishingly, patriotic symbols of our nation and our history. Included on this list is the Betsy Ross flag. Now, that's fairly remarkable that the Betsy Ross flag in the FBI's indication is indicative of militia violent extremism, because among other people who have been publicly alongside the Betsy Ross flag, we have President Barack Obama, who was sworn in directly underneath two Betsy Ross flags. But it's not just President Obama. We also have President Biden, who was sworn in under Betsy Ross flags. It's not just the Betsy Ross flag. Also on this list is the Gadsden flag as a symbol of violent extremism. Now, the state of Virginia has a license plate for the Gadsden flag, as do many other states. I think people would be astonished to find that having that license plate, the FBI indicates that you're a violent extremist. Also included on this is a text that I was particularly struck, is the Gonzales battle flag. Come and take it. As indicative of being a violent extremist militia, well, I will self-report right now that every day in the Senate I wear my boots that have the Gonzales battle flag on the back of it. Director Ray, what are y'all doing? This makes no sense. Do you agree with this FBI guidance that the Betsy Ross flag and the Gadsden flag and the Gonzales battle flag are signs of militia violent extremism?
Well, Senator, I'm not familiar with the particular document you have behind you, and I'm not in the practice of trying to comment on documents that I haven't recognized. But I will tell you that when we put out intelligence products, including ones that reference symbols, which we do across a wide variety of contexts, we usually take great pains to put caveats and warnings in the document that make clear that a symbol alone is not considered evidence of violent extremism, and it's...
Well, but Director Ray, you don't include things like Antifa, you don't include things like Black Lives Matter, instead you identify patriotic Americans as suspect, and I would note there's a pattern of this.
Yeah, see, I think this thing makes perfect sense. I disagree with Ted Cruz when he says, oh, it doesn't make any sense. It makes absolute sense, because when you're trying to overthrow a government, you demonize any of the patriots who stand up for their rights, for their freedom, for the Constitution, for the, you know, powers in their interest of self-government.
And yeah, if you go further down in this article, It explains it, why, you know, the FBI is targeting them, and not just the schools, because then that puts us in the middle of being terrorists.
Right. Demonize anybody who opposes you. That's what this is all about. You know, the real traitors are the guys that are doing the demonizing
We're violent extremists.
And deny everything at all costs. It's always the other person's fault. You brainwash everybody that you can into thinking that they're the good guys, but we're the bad guys.
One of the reasons before we got to go to the top.
Well, we're there.
We're almost there. Quick.
That the Fieldcraft survival video is so important. This guy is a guy who's a former military officer. He is a guy that trained with SWAT and SEALs and all these guys and still does training to this day with these guys. He ended up mentioning the fact that once you ended up putting this out, that's the first step in order to getting funding so you can start going after groups like this.
Well, we've seen it in the past with the Tea Party. Already know what this is all about.
Well,
that's why we're here.
Stay tuned for the second half. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
President Biden's popularity continues to slump.
The president's approval rating has limped up a couple of points over the last week or so, but is still below 40%. And the Real Clear Politics composite of polls has Mr. Biden's popularity 17% underwater. That means 56.5% disapprove of the job he's doing, while only 39.5% approve. And that's after about a 3-point gain in his approval rating. Ken Lorman reporting.
Ending his most recent COVID-19 isolation, President Biden left the White House today for the first time since becoming infected last month. He's setting off for a reunion with First Lady Jill Biden in their home state of Delaware. The president tested negative yesterday, clearing the way to emerge from an isolation that lasted longer than some had expected. Updates on inflation and consumer sentiment highlight the economic reports due for release in this coming week.
Inflation projections will bookend the week. The New York Fed's report on 3-year inflation expectations, scheduled for release Monday, while Friday will bring the University of Michigan's 5-year inflation outlook. Friday will also see release of the University of Michigan's closely watched Consumer Sentiment Index. An update on second quarter worker productivity is due Tuesday. The Consumer Price Index will be updated Wednesday. On Thursday, it's the Producer Price Index, along with the weekly employment report. Rich Thomason reporting.
4 more ships carrying agricultural cargo held up by the war in Ukraine have been given the go-ahead to leave the country's Black Sea ports. It'll probably happen tomorrow. Officials intend to get 20 million tons of grain going out of Ukraine and to hungry folks in the rest of the world. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Palestinian rockets fired from the Gaza Strip have reached Jerusalem.
This is the first time since the start of last year's full-scale conflict between Israel and Gaza militants that rockets have reached Jerusalem. Several were intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome defense system. Islamic Jihad had said its missiles would rain on the heads of Israelis in revenge for its losses. Earlier, Palestinian rescue workers uncovered 8 bodies from the rubble left by intense Israeli airstrikes in southern Gaza. They included that of Khalid Mansour, the second Islamic Jihad commander to have been killed since the start of Israel's new military operation to counter what it said was a direct threat from the armed group.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has begun his 3-nation tour of Africa with his arrival in South Africa today. His visit to the continent seen as part of a competition between Russia and Western powers for support from African nations. News and analysis at townhall.com. to secede or not to secede?
And that is part of the question on the November ballot for San Bernardino County residents as their county leaders consider saying goodbye to the state of California. During a special session on Wednesday, the Board of Supervisors voted 4-0 to ask residents whether they want the board to, quote, study all options to obtain its fair share of state and federal resources up to and including secession, end quote. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 7th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday, including former FBI Director Robert Mueller, who is 78 years old today. Marathon runner Alberto Salazar is 64. Actor David Duchovny turns 62 years old today. NHL center iceman Sidney Crosby has 35 candles on his cake. MLB All-Star Mike Trout is 31. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Second half of the show, and you know, it's crazy days indeed. So
speaking of useless district attorneys, I have
not
one
that
right
we
here.
Were having a side conversation during the break, but we were.
On August 4th, we had DeSantis that announced suspension of a state attorney who refused to enforce bans on sex changes for minors and partial birth abortions. Now, this guy was a Soros-backed district attorney, which, as we know, has ended up being such great things for their communities. So much so that, like, a few of the ones in California here ended up.
Yeah, it makes you kind of wonder, you know, Soros backs all these people. They don't prosecute anybody for – it's not equal protection under the law. They punish their enemies and they prosecute, no one except their enemies, and the other guys all get a free pass, and then they all think they're the good guys, you know. It's
it kind of sounds like something that happened in our backyard. Maybe the definition changed. I don't know.
I don't know.
You know.
Yeah.
Selective prosecution. There's another word for that called anarcho-tyranny. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know, well, what happens is that if that's the way it happens, you know, then even if you get don't get convicted in a court of law, the punishment is the prosecution. See, that's running you through the grist mill and having you get an attorney, even if you're totally innocent, you know, that's the punishment. As opposed to, you know, actually worrying about a conviction. Because if I just go after the people who are my enemies, and I don't have a conviction rate, what I do is I teach the people who are my enemies that
I'll ruin you.
I'll ruin you, even if you're innocent.
No, yep.
And the guys that need to be prosecuted, I don't know, guys that post a bunch of stupid shit in a chat room or whatever, or that do pedophile things and, you know, weird stuff, they don't get prosecuted. You know, isn't that weird?
Well, yeah, and you look at what's going on over here, and this is actually finally a good case, because you have this district attorney that straight up says, I am not going to do my job. I am not going to do what we legally applied to the law that I have to follow through. And DeSantis said, okay, well, you are suspended effective immediately, and there's this new guy that takes your position.
See, here's the thing. Yay. He was just stupid enough to say it. Most of them are smart enough not to say it. You know, because then you don't give them any ammunition to go after them because they're supposed to be enforcing the law equally.
Yep.
Yeah. And so
we do have a caller on the line. We've got Rich. Good morning, Rich.
My name is Dick, as in Richard.
Oh, sorry.
We thought
Mr.
you were the
Wilkinson. We thought you were the other Rich.
No. Hey, two things. First, who's that person who's on with you and Mark?
David?
Dave.
Who is it?
David. He's been on with us for quite a while.
Do I know him?
Yes. I'm sure you do.
What's his name?
David.
Yeah.
David who?
David
Johnson.
I don't know. Do I know this guy? Hey, would you, hey, Linda, would you take a picture of him and send him to out to my email? I want to see if I know this guy. I know he's been on a long time. Okay, second thing, I listen to you talk about Betsy Ross flags.
Yes.
I'm probably on the FBI terror list because I started flying mine the day that I saw on the news that Colin Kaepernick asshole, he objected to the Nike Betsy Ross shoe to be put out of the market because it's racist.
Right.
So he doesn't know that Betsy Ross is a Quaker, and the Quakers are instrumental in helping a lot of slaves escape to the North where the and get the hell out of the South. And he doesn't even know that. He should be proud to have those shoes on the market. Anyway, I've been flying my flag, Betsy Ross, in front of my house with a light that comes on dawn till dusk. I just took it down about a month ago. It finally got frayed. I got another one on order. I'm going to put it back up. And to me, it doesn't represent terrorism at all. It has something else. It's protesting a stupid football player.
Well, according to the symbol thing, I was just looking at it, it's because it calls for revolution.
Who calls for revolution?
Well, and this is the FBI, you know. I'm just saying that's one of the definitions that they're giving why it's bad.
To me, Black Lives Matter calls for revolution.
Hey, have you heard about that there's a new disease out called the sheeppox? Yeah, its symptoms include fear of living normally, quadruple boosting, mask wearing, intensive TV watching, and believing everything government says.
Wow, we see a lot of those around.
Hell, don't forget to line up for your monkeypox vaccine.
Well, you have to attend an orgy first, Dick.
All you gay people, make sure you line up.
Yeah, well, they have a different kind of conga line.
Hey, Linda, send me a picture of this guy. I don't know who he is. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah. So we should play that song we haven't played yet from while we're at it. Cue up that the song from Buddy Brown. It's the second one. Yeah, let's hear that. Go ahead, turn it up a little bit.
There's a hole in this country where it's hard to...
No, that's John Rich. Go for the next one, Buddy Brown. We want to hear John Rich, too, but it's number two on the song list. Don't go to orgies. Here we go.
They say it's itching and it's burning. They got pipes all down their arms. How could a little loving in the month of June cause harm? When 15 people you don't know are all up in your britches, they put a cone around your head so you don't bite the stitches. So don't go to orgies, let's all flatten the curve. Stay 6 feet apart when that lust starts to burn. Just a straight white man's advice, I know it ain't my concern. But don't go to orgies, let's all flatten the curve. No, don't go to orgies, let's all flatten the curve.
Doggone it, my evening plans just changed.
You got invited to a party with some sailors on a yacht. You might want to reconsider before you catch the jungle rot. The CDC suggesting that you keep it in your pants. I bet Sodom and Gomorrah would support your OnlyFans.
Okay.
Well, I love some of the health suggestions. They're like, all right, if you have monkeypox, don't stop the gay orgies. Just put Band-Aids over them.
Yeah, and keep your social 6 feet. So actually, there was a CDC that came out that said you need, if you're going to masturbate, you need to do it 6 feet away.
Wow,
that's a real truth.
Wow,
yeah, that's actually what they said.
Elon, let me know about your first flight to Mars, man.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, not gonna do that one. Wow,
I've changed up my plans for the whole week. Doggone.
Wow. You can't make this crap up. Things are so spinning out of control with stupidity. You know, you've got the health experts. Wow. The health experts are quitting the NIH and the CDC in droves and are embarrassed by the bad science. You know, you've got the National Institutes of Health. NIH and the Disease of Control and Prevention, the CDC, Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention. They don't add the other part. But, you know, they're reporting that they're facing staffing shortages and low morale.
Imagine that.
That it's driving the employees away because of the bad decisions of school closures, you know, like school closures and wearing face masks and, it has opened up the questioning their leadership because their leadership is so screwed up. And that goes all the way up to Fauci. He's been wrong at every single time.
Yeah.
My question is,
who are they protecting?
Well, I don't know. Pfizer.
And who are they controlling?
I'm just
saying, you know, that the control and prevention, who are they controlling and what are they preventing really?
All we have to do is look at what actually is going on. They're like, okay, 9 out of 10 experts agree. Shoot the 10th. 9 out of 9 experts agree.
Well, that didn't work, so let's change the narrative tomorrow so we can try to get more people.
I'm not going to call them experts anymore. I'm going to call them what they are. They're health czars, okay? They're going to say what the state propaganda wants them to say.
Right.
It's just like I'm not going to turn around and call anybody in the news media anymore newscasters or news professionals.
Or journalists.
They're going to be opinionists.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. And, you know, lately the authorization for COVID-19 vaccines for children 4 years of age and younger, you know, are confusing some of the people in the medical agencies. Common sense Substack reports that data from both Pfizer and Moderna clinical trials for jabs in under five show limited effectiveness. Let's just keep doing what they tell us. And if you don't, you're a traitor. Wow.
Yeah, but then you see all the articles coming from other countries and different places about all the side effects and what's happening and all the people are dying.
I posted a thing on Facebook this morning with a guy from Australia breaking out the window of his doctor's car because everyone in his family who got the vaccine has died.
Wow.
He was not a happy camper, let me tell you. And he looked like he might have been a bodybuilder because he busted out the window with his hand.
Makes sense.
But he's not the only person. There's hundreds of probably thousands upon thousands.
These guys are so screwed up. They get the vaccine and they die of something. And everybody says, well, if they didn't have the vaccine, boy, they really would have died. You know, they blame everything on the COVID virus and not the vaccine, which most of the people who didn't get the vaccine are doing pretty well at this point. Just saying.
Well, it's interesting. You need to understand something here. They died, but they died peacefully. If they didn't to get the job, then it just would not have been as peaceful. It was very peaceful. Now it's even more peaceful.
In the chat room, if you look, it said, the World Council for Health is now recalling this COVID-19
wow
jab. Imagine that.
I wouldn't do that unless it was really working good.
How do you recall it if you've already had it?
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, now there's an issue. If I've already got it in my system, what are you going to do for me now that you're recalling
all
it?
All I can say is take
I'm just asking for a friend.
Take more ivermectin, I guess. I don't know. I mean, geez, hydroxychloroquine. I don't know if that unclots you, but these people
How messed up is that?
These people are in such denial of reality.
Well, and that's the problem, too. It's not something that you can just do that. In fact, they thought the spike protein would be something that would go out of your body, but now we're finding out that the body is actually reproducing it, and it's getting into the internal organs that are pretty important things.
But it all came from China, from the Wuhan lab. Now, you can't say that because then you're some kind of a treasonous guy. And China's funding everything, and they're sending fentanyl over our border, and people are dying right and left, and it couldn't have been anything like, like the Guidestones plots or stuff like that, because you're just a conspiratorial theorist, there's nothing to it, because you're crazy.
What cracks me up, too, is that the horse doctor who's in charge of Pfizer said that he's going to end up rebuilding the Georgia Guidestones. Like, do you really want to take a shot from a dude that's talking about reducing the overall world population by, like, 98%?
You know, I heard that Germany is going to introduce the Nuremberg Code?
The Nuremberg.
Yeah, thank you. Over this.
Well, they should.
They should have a long time ago.
Yeah, I agree, but that's what I was told. So I haven't had a chance to actually do any homework on that, but I believe it.
I want to finish the full article because it says here, two of America's top health agencies are reportedly hemorrhaging staff as poor decision-making, described as the staff as bad science, has led to morale. The Center for Disease Control and the National Institutes of Health are both suffering staff shortages because they don't have any common sense here, is basically what it says. Major decisions have been made by agencies that hurt morale, including support for masking in schools, school closures during the pandemic, their authorization of the vaccines for children 4 and under. You can't make this crap up. And when was the last time they reported that, on CNN Plus?
I wonder how many of those are jabbed, the people that are leaving.
Well, Brian Stelter is jabbed with a ham sandwich, you know. I mean, that's the problem there. But I don't think they're going to be in business much longer. I think they're going to go under because
they're all going to die.
That too.
So I have a bit of information on this whole vax thing that just came out last week that you probably haven't heard here in America. But, well, aside from all the people that are the, conspiracy theorist quacks. But the European Medicines Agency is recommending the shots include a caution to patients about increased risks of two types of heart inflammation, myocarditis and pericarditis. Weird. Where have we heard that said? Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe the Banjo Rogan things. I don't know. Maybe over these last 2 years we've had hundreds of doctors that have come out, but they've all been demonized.
Well, they've put Simone Gold in prison for 90 days or something.
And can we take a moment to appreciate that one of these shots is called Novavax? Can we just eliminate the VA and call it Novavax?
Well, it's been working well for Bidenstine. He's after spending more than a week in isolation for COVID. He takes twice. He takes off for vacation to his Delaware beach house now, and he doesn't talk to anybody. He could barely walk. Have you seen how he walks?
No.
He walks really funny looking, like he's like right on the edge. It's really weird. It's not just that like he's old, but
he got monkeypox.
It's like he walks like he's like on a string, like on a marionette, like a Pinocchio thing or something. Oh. Just saying.
All right. Well, here's one. Here we go. New CDC study claims children and teens with COVID are at greater risk for blood clots, heart problems, kidney failure, type 1 diabetes.
Here's a 24-year-old Irish athlete, Dylan Quirk, dies unexpectedly after collapsing mid-game. And we're seeing every week 3 or 4, 5, athletes. 6 top athletes are dying.
Scientists are baffled.
Yeah.
and now they're going to kick the guys out, or I shouldn't say just guys, men and women, out of the military because they won't get the job.
Right.
Nothing
to see there.
Yeah. You're out of here.
It's cool. We don't have any oil reserves to run the military anyway. We don't need all those guys.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And we don't have a border, so what the hell?
So I also have a letter here from the title of the article is FBI whistleblowers allege FBI scheme to protect Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. They would never do that, would they?
No,
they wouldn't do that. Evidently, and I'm pulling up the letter right now. Yesterday, Senator Chuck Grassley sent a letter to Attorney General Worthless Merritt Garland, and FBI moron director Christopher Wray, alleging from highly credible whistleblowers about the FBI's false portrayal of derogatory Hunter Biden materials as disinformation. So all the stuff from the laptop is all disinformation now. You realize that. I mean, none of that's true.
Yeah, somebody just made it up and put it in there.
Yeah, he slides down the slide in his, birthday suit and coming out of the pool, you know, yanking and a cranking I'm just saying,
too, that's gross.
You can't make this crap up, you know, he's measuring, they're arguing with his whore over, I guess the prostitute is probably a better way to say it.
Yeah, how much dope he's got in the bag that he was being shortchanged on his drugs.
Yeah, it gets even worse if you go in there and study them. I just got sick. I want to puke. But, all of that is disinformation, and the fact that they already know that he's getting payoffs from China and all that stuff, that's all disinformation. And so I've got the letter here. This is the United States Senate. It's just delayed to date, July 25th, 2022, the Honorable Merrick Garland, blah, 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 blah. It's on 30. I wrote you regarding likely violations of federal laws, regulations, and Federal Bureau of Investigation guidelines by Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Timothy Thibault of the Washington's field office. Now, you know what's interesting is that if you start Googling this Thibault, you're going to find that this guy's he's like all over the place, you know, investigating this, investigating that, covering this up, covering that up. And so this guy has been, involved in a lot of different stuff. And so based on a pattern of active public partisanship in his then public social media content, in that letter I noted that Congress had constitutionally responsibility to ensure that the executive branch executes the law and uses taxpayer money appropriate in accordance with such congressional intent. So it goes on and on and on. I'll see if I can post this online. But he's basically saying, what's going on over there? Just like Ted Cruz, what's going on over there? You got guys covering up information. You're covering, you're not being truthful with the public. You're doing all of these nefarious activities, and you're protecting Hunter Biden and Joe. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, and let's be honest, too, with the whole Epstein thing, FBI did a stellar job there. Let's take all of the incriminating evidence out of the safe, put it on top of the safe, leave the safe, and then when you come back, it's just all magically missing from an island. That makes total sense.
Well,
to me. Yeah.
And nobody ever, Epstein trafficked, did sex trafficking to nobody but himself.
No.
There was nobody else. Yeah. Nobody else was involved in this big worldwide ring of sex trafficking.
Except flight logs. There was lots of names on the flight logs. And
we're not going to ask them any questions. They're your betters. Why would you dare?
Yeah, I know.
Bad me. Sorry.
We need to just shut up and go back.
Yeah,
to sleep. Those
were all fake pictures and stuff. And what's her name, recruiting or trafficking people? Maxine.
Oh, and just Lane Maxwell.
Yeah, Maxwell. That was all made up, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why she
did
got
she
prosec-
get co- yeah.
Yeah.
But
she got convicted
yeah, but
of a crime that nobody was a victim to.
There's nobody, yeah.
There's no victims.
There's no people that she was trafficking the sex favors to. Because that's how you work.
A Ponzi. I mean, really, I've been listening to this show, and it's a great show. I really would recommend it. It's very short, about 14 minutes a day. But it's called The President's Daily Brief. And it's from a guy who was formerly a CIA operative, and he puts together a lot of this information. He ended up leaving, and he talks briefly about why he left, and it was about the corruption and the things that we're seeing here. And he actually talked about if he were to be reinstated as, like, the director of the CIA, he would clean house. He would end up chopping heads and hiring
I think that's
people.
What they're all saying is going to happen. I'll believe it when I see it. Even when Trump comes back, I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, that's my biggest problem is I don't see that there are enough good men, enough untouchables that are willing to stand up and say that I will do the thing that I've been put there to do.
Well, there's so many of them. I mean, there's so many corrupt agencies and people. I mean, How many people work in the government?
Well, and this is my
thousands and thousands, you know?
You look at the Republican Party and you look at the Democrat Party, and this is why we have such bad options. Why is it always the lesser of two evils when it really comes down to the fact you have the Republican Party that picks their candidate and then tells you that you can vote for them, and the Democratic Party does the exact same? It's why you get to vote for a Bush or a Hillary when it comes time for a presidential campaign. The fact that President Trump even got in there as an outsider in all of this time. He's the first president in my lifetime that wasn't hand-picked and selected. They brought him on as a reality TV show. They would make it funny. It'd be
they
easy
thought, he,
to
couldn't, they thought yeah. he couldn't win.
They were trying to make a joke out of it, and it didn't work.
Well, and I think the tide is turning. I see a lot of hope on the horizon, but, yeah, it's going to get ugly. And here's another article that shows you it's going to get quite a bit uglier here. All right, so the title of this is... This is from the American Thinker. This is the Democrats' new campaign slogan. A bigger IRS is a better IRS.
Oh, please. That and give them a bunch of ammo and guns.
So the Democrats got a twofer with the cave-in of the Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema on their badly mislabeled Inflation Reduction Act, which you can guarantee if it says it's doing one thing, it's doing another. It's doing the exact opposite. Inflation Reduction is the Inflation Guaranteed Act, Guaranteed Inflation Act of 2022, paving the way for $700 billion bills passage in Congress, the joy of taxing and the joy of spending. Yes, isn't this great? This is all for your own good, and this will keep the inflation under control because we only have to create $700 billion new dollars of...
And there's not going to be any problem sending out those IRS agents, right? There'd be no problem at all.
This isn't inflationary. You're just going to keep stoking up the money supply with digits. And digits are not real. And so this is all
incredibly because we changed the definition of inflation so it doesn't encompass
matter.
In digital world.
Well, it doesn't matter. Recession.
Oh, yeah, because we're not really in a recession, so we can't have inflation if we're not in recession.
All those homeless guys, it has nothing to do with recession. And so...
With that, I think we'll take a break, and then who knows where we'll go on the other side of the break here.
We're going to talk about this article some more.
All right. So with that, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
There's a hole in this country where it's hard used to be. No glory is divided on fire and street. They say building back better, make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlotte's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
To the IRS.
Yeah, we were talking about the bill for lowering inflation, right?
No, yeah, that was it. Yeah, the inflation reduction.
Yeah, rate. That's good. Yeah, that's going to happen. So, it's going to work really well, don't you know that?
Well, here's what's in this disastrous bill. Excuse me. Is badly named, number one. That's incredible. They're saying it will reduce inflation. It will lower prescription drug costs. It will fight climate change. It will close tax loopholes.
It'll do everything.
It will reduce and reduce the deficit.
Why hasn't Biden cured cancer yet? That was a campaign.
That's probably in there. That's in the bill.
It's probably in there.
Yeah. It will make every citizen in this country and make America a better place to live. Wow, doesn't it sound like that cartoon we listened to last week? It's so full of crap. So,
as we bring 1.7 million illegals across the border.
So, half of the nightmare bill, some $369 billion, will be dedicated to Green New Deal boondoggles, subsidies for the rich, crony shovel outs of the kind that brought us the Solyndra deal.
That worked really good.
And then let's listen to Pete... how do you say his last name? Buttigieg or
Buttigieg?
Buttigieg. You know, talking about how everything needs. So here we go. Are we ready in there? Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Here's Pete Buttigieg.
I'm excited about the electric vehicle provisions because what this will do is reduce the price through tax credits of an electric vehicle. And if you see that lower sticker price and you can afford an EV, you're also going to be saving money for every day that you own it. Because even at lower gas prices, there's still a savings for people who are able to fill up on electricity instead of gas, and they tend to require lower maintenance too. As a matter of fact, this is a big opportunity for some some of the politicians who have been criticizing EVs for being too expensive to take a vote for or against making them cheaper. There are also provisions here that are going to help with domestic sourcing of battery components in the supply chain for electric vehicles. So some of the politicians out there who are saying, EVs are problematic because of where we get the components for them, they have a chance to vote to make that situation better. So let's give them a chance to put their money where their mouth is, or put their vote where their mouth is. And in the meantime, that will reduce the deficit. It's earned praise from economists, people who aren't always supportive of the administration's economic policy, coming together to say, yes, this is a good legislation, borderline no-brainer territory.
Yeah, wow.
That's no-brainer territory. Number
you
one.
Don't have a brain. Okay. He doesn't have a brain.
Number
at
one,
all. Come on.
Bidenstine got 230 economists to tell him that it was going to cause inflation. He said, they don't know what they're talking about. You know, how do you vote things cheaper? We're just going to vote things cheaper. It's like pulling stuff. You know, we're just manufacturing a car. We're just going to tell you that you have to charge less than it actually costs to make it. That's going to last long, and that's why anytime you have price controls and rent controls, guess what happens? It causes shortages every single time, because it's like saying, okay, it costs us $3 to get tubifors out of the trees. We go in, we log them, we pay all these people, the trucking, gas, all this stuff, and then when we get it to the store, it costs us $3 to make them. They want us to sell them for $2.
Well, because we told you it was going to be better.
Oh, it'll be better.
It'll be a lot better.
Let's actually go into what this thing actually does.
Oh, we are. Hang on. Just give me a second here. Okay. This guy is an economic freaking dunce. He has no idea how anything runs. The only thing he said in there that made any common sense at all is the fact that let's bring the manufacturing of anything back to the United States, which those guys voted to get it out of here in the first place. They're the ones that want the global world, everybody's lock arms, kumbaya, give all the chip manufacturing and all the precious metals to China and all this stuff. These guys talk out both sides of their freaking...
Well, and in terms of green energy and things of that nature, all right, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about where all these batteries are made. More than 80% of the cobalt that comes from the world comes from the Congo. More than 80% of the companies are owned by the Chinese. These solar panels, they're actually polluting our groundwater. Mm-hmm. The nearest recycling facility is in Arizona. They're considered a biohazard.
They're turning the water green. What are you talking about? It's good.
What do you do with all the batteries when you have to get them replaced, too? Where are you going to put them all?
These things are polluting the environment. Yep. They are not renewable. These batteries are not renewable. These solar panels are not renewable. There's no recycling places even in the state of California, who is forcing all of these things on the top of all of these homes. And 90% of all of this material comes out of China. Once again, back to Biden's best friend and a lot of these people who are in Congress.
Well, these electric vehicles, this really gets me too, is people go, oh yeah, you should do electric vehicle and put it on the grid. Aren't we already overloaded on the grid?
We are.
Am I imagining that? But we already have blackouts and everything.
I saw a special the other day where if you added up all of the solar, green, wind energy in the world,
it wouldn't make any difference in the United States.
It comes to about 3% of the production needed of electricity to run everything.
Well, if I've seen where if the United States goes green, it doesn't make any difference in the rest of the world because they're not going green. So, it's like 5% would make a difference in
China
the atmosphere.
China has increased their usage of coal and oil and natural gas at the same time as we are literally cutting ourselves off at our feet, and they're using our money to do it. I mean, honestly, if we want to go green, and I'm all about that, let's make thorium nuclear power plants. They're not uranium. They don't blow up. They have a freeze plug at the bottom. In the event of a catastrophic failure, you have the liquid salt that goes down into a holding container. That solves the issue. It's renewable. They don't want that. They want your pocketbooks to be hit every 20 years for your solar panels. They want your car batteries to go out and need to be replaced.
They
want
to have control. I'm sorry, but I'm going back to the electric car. So let's see. Everybody's got to hook up to the grid to charge the car. But wonder if they decide that you're not getting your electricity today, Dave.
Even
no electricity for you. I'm turning you off.
How about the new bill to where they want remote shutoffs in your vehicle?
Yes, there's that too.
Well, why not?
Well, all right, Mark, we don't like what you've been saying on the radio, so you just don't get to go today.
No, I will.
Let's see. Where is he today? Where is he? Oh, he's in the middle of the desert.
No,
let's turn him off.
I'm going to walk for the planet. I'll do. In fact, I'll call it the Walk for the Planet.
Yeah.
And then we can play stuff like Running on Empty, and I'll, yeah, you know, I'll be, you know, growing a beard, heading from coast to coast, you know.
So without getting us too much
far afield, far off the topic.
In regards to this, from what I'm seeing on it, we have a 15% tax on book income that they want to put on middle and small businesses. Is that, am I seeing that right?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by book income. Talking about net?
No, I mean book income. So you know like how on a balance sheet you have what is on the book? So let's say a company ends up increasing their funding and they put it towards new vehicles and things of that nature.
So that's really not how it works, you know, because what it is that you have different types and levels of income. You might have income from, you know, sales. You might have income from loans. You might have, so what you're doing is you have to define which income is going to be actually taxed or not. And that bill might do that. I don't know. I mean,
I think they're looking to tax anything that
moves.
That moves.
This
yeah.
is from what I'm reading is from Americans Tax Reform is what their original quote was. And it also, this came out on August 6th. As written, the new provision now appears restructures to define any company with private equity in its capital structure to be considered a subsidiary of that private equity for the purposes of the tax. That means companies will now be swept up in the new 15% tax on book income.
So they're saying any income that's coming in, any money that's moving in,
yes.
If I'm understanding that's equity,
the way I'm understanding.
Yeah, they're going to tax it or try to tax it at 15%.
They'll have to have a loophole because they'll put everybody out of business. Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
But it's only going to affect these 18,000 small companies.
Well,
these companies
right.
employ.
So they're targeting their enemies, is what they're doing.
Exactly, and these companies employ about 229,000 Americans.
So is it going to be at a certain level that they start taxing, you know,
like
500,000.
If you have a Betsy Ross flag,
I forgot.
List.
Yeah.
So okay. When you look at that, the way I understand this, folks, is that the average business markup is not huge. It's normally maybe 20-30%. So when you end up having to turn around and take about any of the money that's coming in, whether you use it for your business, whether you use it for your companies, and increase that by 15% that your taxes are there, that doesn't just increase.
Well, 15%. You'll put them out of business because the real deal is the markup on a lot of businesses is like 4% or 3% or 2% or
lucky.
Zero.
Yeah.
Some people don't even make a profit for 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. So you can't, you know.
I'm just talking about large corporations like Walmart and stuff like that.
If you're talking like
I am too.
Grocery stores and stuff, you're lucky if you get 33% markup on normal stuff. Mm-hmm. If you do fuel and things like that, you're lucky if you make 1 or 2%.
That's right, because you're not covering your overhead.
Yeah,
with your markup.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah.
And the other thing is Lockheed made no profit for 30 years. They ran a loss every year. So is Lockheed a small business?
No, but my point on it, so without the overhead, it's about 30%. Once you take into overhead, you're right, absolutely.
Well, you can't not take into overhead because your overhead is what runs the company. That's like saying that I'm going to tax your gross.
But that's what I was trying to explain there. So,
yeah, so if you tax the gross, you're putting them out of business. It doesn't matter.
Everybody out.
Everybody
unless they have a limit, like say companies under 500 employees.
Well,
unless
you actually figure out a way to target individual companies,
right.
Because if you start taxing a gross instead of a net, you'll put everybody out of business because they won't be able to pay it.
Well, and so that's the thing. And the only way around that does exactly the opposite of what this bill does. They have to increase their prices, and it's not an increase in their price by 15%.
Well, even then, that doesn't
then
get around
still,
it.
Yeah,
that doesn't get around it.
It'll still be taxed.
It doesn't get around it because even if you increase your prices, and you're still paying on
tax.
What you're doing is you're increasing your tax at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I'm saying it's going to be way more than that. So
it's
a 15% increase actually suggests a 38% increase.
You would just go down.
You just
lose
under.
Your business faster.
It wouldn't take very long to
go
under.
Yeah, you'd go under real quick.
Okay, so the other half of the bill, some $300 billion, will be dedicated to IRS enforcement. Now, they talked about $80 billion before. Can you imagine what $300 billion of dedicated IRS enforcement is going to do? Of course, it's only going to be on the rich.
Now I have one question about, is that going to be enforcement on their own employees, too?
No. No, and of course, I've been doing in taxes, what, 38 years now? And so, of course, these guys are all going to be well-trained, right? Because I'm still wondering about parts of the code after 38 years because they're so ambiguous that you can't even understand what they say. So, of course, these guys are all going to be well-trained to administer the facts, the tax fairly across the board, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask that because we know that, you know, they destroyed a bunch of mail, you know, millions of pieces of mail and things like that. The agents themselves did so.
30 million
pieces.
And they said
mail?
It didn't have any effect on anybody. It's okay.
But
the point here is that if they do this, they're going to be going after everybody, and it'll actually put us, we'll be so busy with work that, we won't know what to do.
Well, you don't think that may start like a revolutionary war?
So well, what'll happen?
If you start knocking on people's door and say, guess what? I'm from the government. I'm the IRS.
Well, what they'll do is it'll probably do a campaign of computer-generated schmo letters that just send
That's
out to everybody
true.
That you owe this and you owe that, and it'll be a constant barrage of stuff. And if you don't do anything about it and you don't pay it, then you're either going to be put in a hardship or some kind of installment agreement. So what this does is turn everybody into slaves. Get it?
So really what you're saying is you're going to own nothing and you're going to like it.
Yeah,
right?
Be happy.
And you'll be happy.
So give up your car, give up everything.
Also
and
on
just
that
be happy.
Thing.
Would you like a cigarette with us? What's that?
2 days ago, we had Leona Hemsley once famously quoted as saying, "We don't pay taxes, only the little people pay taxes." Now, mind you, he's one of these guys that's super interested in increasing taxes on these big companies. However, it comes out 2 days ago, yesterday, as of hotair.com, that...
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure that's a trusted source, but go ahead, yeah.
Matthew Cartman was hit with tax penalties.
Cartman.
Cartwright.
I just said Cartman.
Oh my God, you killed Kenny. Oh no, Kenny's got to pay taxes.
He was hit with tax penalties for late condo payments in just 2021, just 3 years after facing media scrutiny for repeated tax delinquency. Cartwright last year owed $436.63 penalties and interest. It doesn't even pay his own taxes.
So
he wants to jack up everybody else's.
Let me give you this. Okay, here's a quote from the IRS commissioner, Charles Reddick. Okay, and he wrote this, or he said this. IRS commissioner said and wrote, or he actually wrote this to lawmakers on Thursday, but it said, what he said was, in areas of challenge for the agency, large corporations and high net worth taxpayers, these resources are not about, increasing audit scrutiny on small businesses or middle income America.
Yes, sure. Now, I believe that. Fact check it.
Well, I'm sure he said it, but they're saying, oh, this is not good. We're not going after the little guy. You know, they said that they were going to hire on the last one, the $80 billion and go after the rich. And, you know, Elon Musk, tweeted saying, yeah, but there's only like six of us.
But we know even now the little guys are the ones that's getting all these stupid, bogus notices. Now, let alone when this goes into play,
okay.
You know what I mean?
So
the
article goes on to say, what piffle? I'm not sure what that means, piffle. I'd say that's BS. There's not a word in the bill about who can get targeted. The IRS money in hand can target anyone they like. Quite unlike the Department of Homeland Security, which prioritizes only certain illegal aliens for enforcement and not others, the Post notes that Biden is going to get rid of Reddick and a Trump appointee soon and appoint a leftist. This will be a guy who will be like Mayorkas or else go naked in his advocacy of the IRS enforcement. Of course, they're going to target anybody they feel like. There's no restriction.
Selective, right?
They're going to profile you, and you have that Betsy Ross flag in front of your house. So
the Gadsden flag, or
whatever.
Or, you know what? You have a two-way sticker, okay? You have a two-way sticker.
Yep. we're going to come to your house in a neighborhood near you.
Well, the IRS, it goes on to say, and I believe, and this is totally true, the IRS makes most of its money going after small business owners who don't have the money to defend themselves with lawyers and specially carved out loopholes. It gets $10 per one spent, back, for every $10 they spend, they get one back, basically, which is, that's good business, right?
I was going to say, that's really good.
Or no, it's the other opposite. They get 10 for every one spent, which is baloney too.
Yeah, well, they get 90%
back. They ended
back,
up finding out that if you completely abolish the IRS, you would actually have a net increase in money.
You see, we never had an IRS till 1913, and our GDP doubled every 10 years. It's the biggest economic news in the history of the globe that we became so productive in such a short a time in 150 years because there was no IRS, there was no income tax. You can't even hide this in the books, even if you try, but the real deal is we didn't start this, and then we didn't even get taxed on our income until 1945. We've only been doing this about 50 years.
And until 1981, there wasn't even a credit score. So, I mean, really, it was just the land of opportunity. If the business idea sounded good, let's go with it.
Now, you guys are all wrong. It's voluntary. It says right on there.
It's voluntary at the point of a gun. You volunteer? Yeah, of course I volunteer because it's terrible.
I'm just saying.
Speaking of at the point of the gun, we just had the House that passed the largest ever bill trying to codify into law the illegality of your right to keep and bear arms. They want to ban every semi-automatic rifle. They want to make it 10 rounds.
They're not trying to take over. Come on. No. They don't want your guns. They don't.
That's why they bought all that ammo and they got guns.
And we are at a...
There's no such thing as critical race theory. We don't... Inflation's never going to happen. It's transitory. We're not in a recession.
Well, we are at a 50-50 Senate right now. So if it goes 50% one way, 50% the other, who gets to decide that vote?
That's wrong.
Kamala? Yeah? In the event...
Or Nancy?
No, she gets a vote, but the thing about it is, if it goes 50-50, you have that. Well, at the same time as we have this, on August 5th, just two days ago, we have North Carolina, which is actually doing something that's going to be very interesting. If we just end up watching what happens at North Carolina versus what happens at other state schools, we'll see once and for all where this actual debate lies and real statistics on it. So North Carolina District is putting emergency safes containing AR-15s and breaching tools at every school. Well, this is a measure of the district's plan for enhanced security in the wake of the school shootings, particularly the one in Uvalde, Texas, where law enforcement have accused of horrifically botching the response. In addition to rifles, the safe will contain magazines, ammunition, and breaching tools. Now, tell me that's not going to be a deterrent for little Bobby that hates his life and hates everyone else, thinking that every teacher around there has access to put him down?
I was talking about taxes.
Okay, sorry. I got off on the tangent on the gun thing.
Yeah, I mean, basically they're going to target the little guys is who they're going to target on this stuff.
Of course they are. Which they've been targeting for how long? 50 years.
Right. And so that's where most of the money's at. It's not with the rich people. But according to the chart, and there's a chart, this portion is targeting Latino taxpayers in the Southwest in places like the Texas Corridor, Southern Arizona, while completely ignoring the Northeast, as if nobody would dream on cheating on their taxes in a place like New York.
No. And what do you mean?
I don't know. So
targeting the people in the South, Latinos and stuff like that.
So
they're giving the illegals, Social Security. What's the problem?
So with 87,000 newly minted agents, all of them
minted?
Under pressure, all of them under pressure from their bosses to produce for the government, who are they going to go for? Where's the money at? A famous bank robber once put it, when you're shooting fish in a barrel, the targets can't fight back. When you have all the power to dictate who's the bad guy and show their bosses how wonderful they are at bringing home the bacon, what are these new IRS agents going to do?
Well, and why are they going after the Second Amendment at the same time? And why are they going after the groups that actually would take a stand if they had a hypothetical tyrannical government?
Well, the Wall Street Journal just had an article I haven't read it yet that says the IRS is about to go beast mode. I think a lot of this might be fair, but at the same time, if you're not, where's all this money going? You know, we got $700 billion going to green stuff. It's not going to cause inflation, and $300 billion going into tax enforcement. What could go wrong?
Well, and a lot of this, too, when you end up looking at the rapid responses and the things that they're trying to do right now all at once, they realize their time is limited. And I have a hopeful story here that came out just this last week. Public school enrollment plummets as parents embrace school choice. So over 1 in 5 elementary schools in New York City saw 300 fewer students than this time last year.
It's happening all across the country, too.
And then also Los Angeles, 1 in 4, over 300 less students. In Boston, the figure is 1 in 2. This gives me a lot of hope, because right now they've only gotten away with turning around and make government daddy the person that everybody thinks is great because of our education system that has been corrupted by these communists ever since the 1930s. And they've been coming in here and warping the minds and the brains of these people to not think, to not question, and actually to actively fight against anybody that's just trying to tell them truth. But with that in mind, people are waking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I agree.
Yeah. And like I said, it's happening all across the country with the schools. And wonder if people just pulled them out. I know that some folks, you know, aren't capable of homeschooling or have the means. But wonder if you just don't send your kid to school, period.
Well, that's
my wife
issue.
Didn't think she was capable, and we ended up homeschooling our kids. They've jumped 2 grades in 1 year.
I think we're going to hear the music any second now. I'm not sure how close we are.
We are like 80
seconds?
Actually, 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I don't know. I was just guessing.
Okay. So, we're at the end of the show. We hoped everybody had a look into what's happening in the current events and, the actual real news, not the fake news. Do your own homework. Think for yourself. That's the moral of the story here is think for yourself. You know, don't just believe anything from anybody.
No.
Go out and do some research.
Homework.
Do your own homework because, we need people that can think for themselves, not people that just listen to whatever they're told and do whatever they say. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Especially if it's coming from the government. Don't.